Welcome to Sonic Byways. I'm Jamie Lynn on Aspen Public Radio, and tonight it's sort of friends, family, and famous women about town night. A dear friend of mine, Julie Lambton. Julie and I actually, well, we go back in many circles. Julie's a music lover, a musician as well, a skier. We both hurt our knees together. I think it was synchronized skiing that one day.
We won the gold medal.
I had no idea it was a competition, but you know, when we go, we
it's
go big.
It's all a competition.
We go big. So we've been spending some great time together this spring and summer, listening to a lot of music, icing our various limbs. And Julie's been involved in a tremendous charity over the years, kind of my hero, because as much as I like to exercise, I'm not the world's strongest hiker. And Julie has been to, I believe, the tallest peaks and counting throughout the world with rock stars.
It's a beautiful thing. Name of the charity is Love, Hope, Strength. It was founded in 2007 by Mike Peters of the band The Alarm and James Chippendale in Dallas, Texas. James Chippendale was a leukemia survivor who had had a bone marrow transplant in Germany and a huge fan of Mike and The Alarm. And when he found out that Mike had cancer and lived in Wales, he said, "Don't seek treatment in Wales. Come to Dallas. We have the best care in the world." And Mike went into remission, and they both decided that they wanted to do something to give back to the world, to give to people less fortunate than themselves. And they said, "What can we do?" So they thought, well, maybe we could do a hike or something, raise a little bit of money. And Mike said, "Well, let's go to Mount Rhonda. Let's go to Snowdon." And then all of a sudden they said, "Let's go to Everest." So that's how that started.
That's amazing. But what possessed Mike Peters to, this is going to come out wrong, but was he sort of an extreme hiker, athlete? I mean, I don't
really
think the average person would be like, "Hey, let's go hike Everest."
He wasn't a hiker, an athlete. They just started kicking those ideas around, sort of funny. And he goes, "Hey, I'll ask Billy Duffy of the Cult, and I'll ask some of my mates if they'd like to go." So he started putting together this list of his friends that he wanted to invite. And this crazy idea that started with his friend James, they put together. And the next thing I know, there's a trek going to base camp at Mount Everest. So that was the inception of it. And that's how we started.
And you've been doing these extreme athletic feats for a while, so this was probably right up your alley.
Well, it was so up my alley. My best guy friend in the world, Peter Braun, said there's some hike to Nepal with a bunch of aging rock stars, and I said and I said, "How old are they?" And I went, "Oh, they're my age." But anyway, he didn't know who any of them were, and I said, "Well, who might they be?" And I said, "What is this? It's some kind of hike?" He goes, "Yeah, we're gonna go to base camp. It's a cancer charity that's just formed." And he said, "You know, I haven't heard of these guys." And I said, "Well, who are they?" And he goes, "Well, it's Slim Jim of the Stray Cats and Glenn Tilbrook of Squeeze and Sign Jamie of the Fix and Nick Harper, some singer from England, and some guy named somebody, some band called The Alarm." And I went, "I'm going."
Wow, how exciting. I love the PR twist. Aging rock stars, just throw that in there.
Yes, please. Aging rock stars.
So what I want to do tonight, we'll talk about it. We're going to talk about a lot of fun things. But I want to hear a bunch of these different bands that you've hiked with. And maybe you can tell us a little anecdote, a little fun fact about Mike Peters or any of these people you spent really quality time with. So let's kick it off with The Alarm. We're going to play a few songs from The Alarm.
Okay.
You're tuned to Sonic Byways. My guest hostess tonight, Julie Lambton of the Love, Hope, Strength Foundation, and a really great musical taste. We're going to have some fun here. Here are The Alarm and Spirit of 76.
Myself in reverie about what we might have had and what might have been. We had something going once that was such a long, long time ago. It was way back in 76, our friendship full of pure innocence. We first met in Matthew Street, where we heard something that would set us free. A sign stands over the door, it says, "For that who shook the world." In the depths of those heady nights, we would dream of those bright lights. Oh, my friend, oh, my friend, oh, my friend. shame. And now when I see him, we still talk, but there's no light shining in his eyes. And Susie, she was 17. And my beauty in this world, I swear you'll never see. I was gonna be king, and she was gonna be queen. But now all she does is hide behind her tears. If there was no sense in this world, and work wasn't so hard to find, you would not be going your way. I would not be going mine. Oh, my friend, oh, my friend, oh, my friend. Somewhere tonight out on the street, somewhere beneath this city's heat, in the eyes of strangers who pass me by. Well, life is cruel and so unkind. Oh, the spirit of 76. Mercy lights shine in the distance, same as they did for us then. Mercy lights shine bright in the distance, where are you now, my friend? You see, some nights when I can't sleep, I still think of you. Of all our promises, all our dreams we shared. I know those lights still call to you. I can hear them now.
Of 76. away.
Tune to Sonic Byways. I'm Jamie Lynn. My guest in the studio tonight, dear friend and music aficionado and world-class hiker with aging rock stars, Julian Lambton. And we wrapped up a set of music there from The Alarm, Mike Peters on that last one. What was that called, Jules?
Breathe,
yes. Well, at the top, my very favorite. I just think it's a beautiful song, Spirit of 76. And we also heard Presence of Love in that set. So Mike Peters, well, Patrick Vaughn, a mutual friend of ours, and the Tune Monkeys, came on Sonic Byways last winter. I tried to get him to come back. I don't think he's actually recovered from the first Sonic Byways co-hosting, but he re-piqued my interest in The Alarm. I've been an Alarm fan for a while. My dad was really into The Alarm, but they're one of those bands I kind of forget about, but every time I hear about them or hear them again, I get excited. They're sort of dramatic in this really cool, artsy, passionate, but I have no other adjectives kind of way. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
So tell me about hiking with Mike Peters. And a quick question. I want to know sort of how it works up there. You're hiking, but are there impromptu concerts along the way? Like what happens? It's just not your average hiking up the bowl.
Well, I think that was my biggest shock of all. I knew there would be a concert in Kathmandu at the end of my trek, and I had absolutely no idea that they would be playing from the inception. And at the beginning of our trek from Lukla, Mike Peters picked up his guitar. Slim Jim had found a bucket, and they started playing. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. So that was the inception. And they would play incessantly along the way. Every break we had, they would play. And it was just absolutely surreal, mystical, and magical.
And the people along the way, the Sherpas and sort of the local people, how did they respond to this?
The Sherpas started singing from Glenn Tolbrook's song, Ooh, Woo, Woo, from Tempted from a Fruit of Another. You see yaks
awesome.
Carrying guitars. We passed trekkers who were like, what in the world are you people doing? Who are you people? Where are you going? It was
exactly.
It was pretty spectacular, I have to say, and beyond anything I'd ever imagined.
You know, I saw the movie or the documentary, I think it was Everest Rocks.
It was Everest Rocks.
And I have to admit, that was one of the more amusing portions of the film when Glenn Tilbrick from Squeeze. Squeeze was like my very favorite band growing up. Everyone who knows me knows my aborted Squeeze concert story, the concert that was not. I'll get some footnotes to that. But one of the funniest parts of that movie was just every now and then Glenn Tilbrook would kind of break into song and he'd sort of look over his shoulder at the camera and start singing. And I was laughing, thinking, well, no wonder it took a while to get to the top because he would just break out in song every now and then. You know, that's not really a fast
clip. Oh, Glenn was fantastic. And one of my favorite songs instead of get back was get yak, get yak. So incredibly charismatic, absolutely delightful. Big eyes, big man, big sound, just outrageous.
Wow. Okay, so Mike Peters, as you said, then he was sort of one of the founders. And I've heard you speak about him as one of the most amazing people you've ever met.
Mike Peters is one of the most amazing human beings I've ever known. One of the least pretentious, one of the most kind, the most loving. Even though he had 30 hits in the UK, his absolute passion is Love, Hope, Strength, and which is also incidentally based on a song he did, Strength, in the 80s. It's pretty interesting because I've been involved with the charity now for almost 6 years, and I know him as an acoustic performer, sort of my performer, my friend on the track. So that's how I know him. And then when I do go to Wales and see him with his band, with the Alarm, it's amazing to see him really turn into this amazing rock star. Not that he turns into it, it's just my perception of him as my personal performer in Kilimanjaro and Everest and Mount Fuji and so forth translates to people coming from all over the world to see him at something called The Gathering in January in Wales. And I went to Wales 4 years ago, and I went as a fan, which I still am, but then I started working for the charity and representing the charity as an American version of that, which is really great. And now I have a little family in Wales, and we do a bone marrow drive and talk about Love, Hope, Strength in the UK. I'm just very fortunate to be involved with it, and it's just amazing to see Mike and who he is and what his passion is and how in the course of 5 years that it's gone from an idea to 18,000 people being on the International Bone Marrow Donor List, 260 matches.
You're a perfect poster person for this because your love of music, you are a musician, and you're such a tremendous athlete. But I remember you telling me that it didn't really matter on some of these treks. You referred to something as the lottery of altitude. Like, no matter how much you might exercise and what kind of shape you're in, it might be challenging. Is that what happened to you?
It was really quite interesting, fascinating, and humbling because I had been a triathlete for many years, and I lived in Aspen, Colorado, so as far as I live at 7,900 feet, this is going to be a piece of cake for me. And truly, the lottery of altitude is what we found, and the faster you go, the less likely you are to do well. And I actually ended up with a hernia from extreme nausea. Let's put that delicately. But anyway, I had to have hernia surgery after my return from my very first trek. But you can't be deterred when you have such an amazing experience. So I've taken 4 more adventures since then with the group.
Didn't you say one of them, who perhaps was not a triathlete, shall we say, wasn't he smoking at some point along the
hike? That would be Slim Jim smoking an unfiltered cigarette at 17,000 feet, whose legs are basically the size of my arms, who seemed really unaffected. And out of 38 in our first trek, only 5 were completely healthy. It was really much more challenging than I had ever assumed. Thank God there were rock stars to play music and keep me distracted.
So who are we going to hear next? I'm excited. This is great. Stray Cats?
Sure.
I haven't heard them in years.
Let's hear Runaway Boys. That was played at Namche Bazaar with Slim Jim again. They didn't carry a drum kit, as the UK boys would say. So I think he was playing on trash cans there as well. But it worked beautifully.
Down for coming home at all. Mama
Oh, so fun. I haven't heard Stray Cats in forever.
Yeah. Yay, we love the Stray
Cats. The Pompadour.
Slim Jim was pretty interesting. He had a friend named Gary who was a famous Scottish soccer star who I just absolutely adored. And we really connected. And all he would eat was Coca-Cola and Balance Bars. I think it was Milky Ways. And I said, you've got to eat. You've got to eat. Or the end of the trip, I was only eating, I think, potato chips because it was the only thing I could even stomach. And Gary goes, I don't like trekking. I find it boring. I'm like, you can't find it boring. We're in the Himalaya. What's wrong with you? He goes, me and Slim Jim, we're going to take a helicopter at the top. We're going to fly out. I'm like, you are not. They did.
What a great story. You just had enough.
They had enough. We met them in Kathmandu. They had a great time there while we, you know, slept our way down.
Stray Cats, glad we got to sneak a song in there. But I'm excited. I'm always looking for a reason to play Squeeze.
Absolutely. And there's Glenn always Shelbrick, a reason to play Squeeze.
Sounds like he is a larger-than-life personality, not only lead singer of a band.
Absolutely. Just really probably one of the most charismatic people I've ever known. Incredibly funny, which takes being incredibly bright, and just always a performer.
Let's play a few Squeeze songs.
Yes,
there's
please.
So many to choose from. I just sort of scrolled down your iPod. But this is one of my favorites ever. How about Goodbye Girl? Can we start with that
Love
one?
Goodbye Girl. Oh, that was one of the first songs he played on our Everest trek. In fact, it might be the first song that he did play.
It was in the movie.
It was in the movie.
No, I remember
Get
that.
The movie.
It was a moment, yes.
It was a moment.
You're tuned to Sonic Byways, Julian Lambton with me, Jamie Lynn in the studio. Here is Glenn Tilbrick and some more Squeeze fellows.
Oh, She said she'd seen a doctor, but nothing now could stop her. Forgiveness, but begging's not my business. And she won't write a letter, though I always tell her. And so it's my assumption I'm really up the junction.
Oh, I've always loved that Squeeze song. Thanks for humoring me, Julie. I know there's so many other obvious suspects on the Squeeze soundtrack there, but I just love that little song. You know, they have this way of singing about really mundane objects like soap and
muscles on a shell.
Muscles on a shell, more nails and more hearts and valises and black coffee in bed. You know, just kind of household items that make them sound cool.
Very.
Go Squeeze.
It's accent.
So, yes, a few from Glenn Tilbrook and Squeeze. Sort of the, sounds like the monarch, the figurehead, the like woohoo face of Love, Hope, Strength a little bit. So you also had Miles Zuniga on your track.
We did. He came with us with Fastball in Machu Picchu on that particular track. And then I actually saw him again when I was working at the Wheeler and for Singer-Songwriter Festival. He came out and
he was so funny.
So incredibly amusing. And we like funny. Very funny. And I was asked if I would give one of the musicians a ski lesson. I went, well, sure. Which one? And they said, Miles. I said, know him. Loved him.
So how'd they go? Was
it
good?
It went really well. He really enjoyed it, and we had a large time. So, you know, life in Aspen.
You got some gnar pow shots by the end?
We were on buttermilk, so not so much.
Hey, man, there is powder on buttermilk. I discovered that this last year. Who knew? I thought it was a suburban
legend. There was powder anywhere last year in Aspen.
Yes.
Oh, okay. It was on buttermilk.
It was on buttermilk.
Okay. Well, there's a reason I don't know that, but we can get to that later.
So Miles Zuniga, yes, I saw him at Singer-Songwriter Festival too. And, you know, always kind of like Fastball. Wasn't really that familiar with their music, but he's so talented in his own right. And I think he's had a solo release coming out.
Yes, he has had a solo release.
Okay. And then, but Love, Hope, Strength is doing something a little different. I wouldn't say Vail Mountain's like one of the highest mountains in the world, but they're doing something kind of cool and sounds like doing a little more regional Rocky
Mountain
outreach.
Very exciting. Well, for 2 years we did Pikes Peak and did that as our local mountain, so to speak. And it's pretty exciting because we are doing Vail Rocks, which has now been called Colorado Rocks. We have a great sponsor. We have absolutely amazing musicians. We have Cy Kernan from The Fix coming back, Brett Denon, G-Love, Denver School of Rock, Miles again.
That's a cool outreach, actually, because, I mean, as amazing as these treks are, you know, it's a lot of fundraising, I know, on your part. And it's a lot. It's a lot to come up with. It's a lot of, you know, it's a lot of commitment. It's a big thing to go on these
tracks. Well,
it's
a big thing. And we raise awareness in a couple of different ways. As we have been talking about, we've done treks and raised money for cancer centers or cancer care in third world countries. And when we were in Nepal, it was the first mammography machine and internal radiation machine. And then in Machu Picchu, we created a mobile cancer unit that sees 20 to 30,000 people a year. And then in Kilimanjaro, a year ago February, we opened up a children's ward in the cancer center in Tanzania. And Mount Fuji, we raised money for more bone marrow drives, as well as in Hawaii, where there aren't too many mountains.
Hawaii. Oh,
well,
we'll have
little
to talk
mountains.
About your Hawaii.
We will have to talk about Hawaii.
No, but it's a cool opportunity to just find out about it locally, get sort of a taste of the music that will ensue if people go on to raise all this money and do these huge tracks.
It's a pretty sexy charity, I have to say.
Definitely helps. So I'd like to hear from Miles and Fastball. Is that what we're gonna hear from a little bit?
I think we should.
Okay, and then we'll talk about the surf section. Okay. We'll be right back. Wrapping up that set with a couple from Fastball. They're a little more rockin' than I recall.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
I mean, those songs that I knew, I think The Way and I don't know. They were more poppy. Kind of fun.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, there's a lot more diversity.
We're doing deeper tracks tonight on Sonic Byways. So you gave Wiles a ski lesson, and then he gave you something very lovely in Hawaii, a little segue here.
It was very sweet, Miles did. I had given him a lesson because I got to ski with a rock star, and I wasn't paid, and I would have paid to ski with a rock star because I'm a groupie.
So, there you have it.
There it is. Anyone who knows me knows that. So the segue would be that we were in Hawaii, and he had brought me a book of poetry as a gift and a thank you.
Oh, that's so lovely.
It was.
Who gets a book of poetry? It's because he's British, right? Is that why?
No, he's actually not. He's a Texas boy.
He looks British.
Well, he does. It's the hair.
It's the hair.
He has fancy shoes.
He could fit in with those folks. He's from Sweet.
Maybe that's why he was invited.
Oh, a book of poetry. Okay, well, that's Southern. It's either the Southern or British to give someone a book of poetry. Take your pick.
I was happy because I was an English major and I was most impressed.
So you were in Hawaii. Now, here we go. Can you tell me what happened in Hawaii?
Well.
You were hiking volcanoes, no?
Well, I was supposed to hike volcanoes. And really? Our other four treks had been summiting big mountains. And and Mount Fuji, Donovan at the top after a bowl of Frankie nasty Reader. Ramen. Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Ramen Noodle says, I think we're going to go to Kauai next year. I'm like, what are we going to do? And he's like, yeah, we're going to go to Kauai. Really, you guys need to come see me. And I'm like, so we're going to surf for cancer?
Well, okay. So, you know, synchronized skiing incident notwithstanding. So something happened with the surfboard, and Donovan was your knight in surfing armor, so
well,
to speak,
he was,
right?
And I live in Aspen, Colorado, where everybody breaks their legs skiing, and I thought that was sort of mundane, boring, and trite. Therefore, I decided to do something different. And luckily for me, I was able to run an hour and a half the day that I got there. The next day, I took a yoga class, which I did not like, and surf lessons after. And it was a beautiful thing. I went down in a blaze of glory. At least I didn't fall down in the parking lot, which I have done before. But the last words I remember were Donovan saying, "Ride the curl, girl." And I went, "Yoo-hoo!" And at any rate, there was a strange shore break. And when I got off the surfboard, the wave cut the surfboard and slammed it into my tibial plateau. And there was a glorious moment where two people, the young Trek doctor who wanted a reason to be the Trek doctor, ran into the sea with Sean Colvin's agent and carried me out and propped me on the beach with multiple doses of Tylenol and upside down with my leg in a beach chair and were certain that I wasn't really hurt.
But you were really hurt. Oh.
Can you say tibial plateau fracture?
That just sounds so heinous. I mean, there's just nothing light about, a little tibial plateau fracture.
Not
you know?
So much. What does that word mean?
Wow. So, okay, so Donovan was there?
Donovan
was there.
Sorry,
I keep bringing back to Donovan.
Donovan.
Yeah, sorry,
Donovan,
you were hurt.
Donovan Frankenreiter broke my leg.
It's a good bumper sticker. Maybe T-shirts at the next fundraiser. Donovan Frankenreiter broke my leg.
Well, incidentally enough, he did come to Aspen this winter and did a concert at the Belly Up, and we did a bone marrow drive, and my friends were accosting him, and he kept saying, "It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault." And it wasn't his fault.
Can we hear a couple songs, or is it going to be
please.
Too much of a flashback?
Oh, I might start to cry. It's too painful for me. Yes, please.
A couple from Donovan Frankenreiter, everyone's new favorite. I have to say, I've always kind of liked his music. I categorize him with those kind of surf rock stars.
Because he is.
But he's a little more interesting, I think, than his comrades, so to speak. I think he's a little more interesting than Jack Johnson. You know, he's kind of got that edge. And now that I've seen him a couple times live, he's a total rock star. Like, he's just a force on stage. This is exciting.
Agreed.
Okay, a force on the airwaves right now. Julie Lambton from Love, Hope, Strength, Jamie Lynn, and Donovan Frankenreiter.
Moon comes up and the moon goes down. Another sleepless night, another sleepless town. I got you, I got you. Never I think about what I lost. I change my mind instead to what I still got. Cause I got you, I said I got you. You can call me Papa, and I'll call you Baby. Don't forget your mama's mind, Baby, too. Wherever you go, whatever you do, I will be there. I'll be there for you. Soon enough to know I'll be around, but that ain't soon enough, cause it ain't right now. And I need you, I said I got you. When you close your eyes and you drift to sleep, from time to time I hope you run into me. I'm thinking of you, I hope you see me too. You can call me Papa, and I'll call you Baby. Don't forget that your mama's mine, Baby too.
you go. Whatever you do, I will be there. I'll be there for you. No, I will now.
Still shy, and the last star lingers in the pale blue sky. That's when I know you're round. Said that's when I know you're round. And in the evening when the light comes through the trees, and the birds sing a song as if they're singing to me. That's when I know you're round. Said that's when I know you're round. I'm dreaming if you could swing on down. Swing on down to me. I wanna know if you would. Swing on down. Swing on swing down to me. Every time I see something like
swing
that,
on down.
I want you to.
Swing on down to me.
Baby, won't you just.
Swing on down.
Swing on down,
swing on down
to me. Comes out, but the sun still wants to shout. That's when I know you're round. I said that's when I know you're round. You know all the colors, they just speak to me. Tell me stories of how it used to be when you were still around. I wish you were still around, 'cause I want you to swing on down.
Swing on.
Swing on down to me. From the clouds, won't you just swing on down to me. Baby, won't you just swing on down to me. I wanna see you today.
Swing on down.
I want you to swing on down to me. So good. And all the colors, they tell me things. And the birds in the trees, and the stars in the sky.
Those are some nice mellow ones from Donovan. I keep thinking Mellow Yellow in my head. But that was a good groove. You can just kind of see him doing his thing on stage with his flamboyant fashion sense, as I say. So we're almost, sniff, it's almost time to come to a close. Roll the closing credits. But tell me a little bit about your friend Shannon, who is in charge of this foundation.
Shannon Foley's cool amazing. Stuff. She's executive director. She's based out of Denver. And really, she is the true rock star. It's just amazing what she's been able to coordinate and do, how she can organize these treks in these remote, amazing places and, you know, somehow get the podcast sent out and organize, you know, people herding cats, arrange for everything and all sorts of different environments and always make it successful and powerful. And pretty amazing woman, I must say. All right.
Thank you so much for being here. Anything else you want to add?
Please go to www.lovehopestrength.org.
And we hope to see you in our hills, if not higher hills, soon.
Absolutely.
Get ready.
Get on the list. Be a trekker.